Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock presents the 2019 Tallgrass Video Auction Thursday, June 20th, live from the Pioneer Woman Mercantile Event Center in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 15,000 head. Superior Sunrise starts at 8:30. Video auction 9 a.m. Central Time. Broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tall Grass Auction, June 20th.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, the cattle futures market today, surprisingly weak. We were 90 to a dollar lower on live cattle and anywhere from steady to 75 lower on the feeder cattle. On the feeder cattle, most of the weakness came on the front end, with August down 75 at 136.50, while September down 57, October down 27, November actually up on the day. At midday, the box beef was higher. Choice $1.39 higher at $221.92. Select $203.49 up $1.69. Choice select spread $18.43. There was no cash trade this morning on the Fed Cattle Exchange. They had 315 head on three lots listed, but no sales. The Chinese have banned a third company, a Canadian company, from pork imports. That could be a major factor here if that keeps developing. The Chinese have really been scrutinizing all of the Canadian pork imports. They've been examining every box, looking for problems, and it looks like they have maybe found some more. And on Friday, we've got a few reports after the close. We have an on-feed report, which is expected to show 102% on-feed, placements of 95.5%, and marketed at 101.5%. Then we've got also cold storage report to give us the latest beef and pork cold storage, and that is Friday afternoon at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain markets today were weaker across the board. We had corn down 9 to 10 cents. That surprised a lot of traders here, as wet weather seems to be persisting and planting delays continue. And at what point is the corn done? At what point will we quit adding acres? On Monday, it said 92% of the original 92.8 million acres gives us 85 million acres planted. Then if you take about 94% of that, it gets you down to about 82 million acres planted. And then if you add, multiply that times a lower yield, which is anticipated with the later planting, you really start to cut significant bushels off of the total corn crop. The fact that it was down today had a lot of people sort of surprised. Beans were 11 to 12 cents lower, and then wheat 9 to 10 cents lower. The United States continues to miss out on significant export markets because we're overpriced or higher priced than the rest of the world. Not only are we overpriced, we also have to pay additional shipping to get it to those destinations. So Egypt bought about 290,000 metric tons of Russian and Romanian wheat. So we missed out completely. We're about $20 per ton higher than they are. So our grain's a little bit overpriced, and that weighed on prices. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.